Rob Little. I'm looking forward to saying goodbye to polarization and excited to see a united Nelson where we can all give each other a hug in 2021.
Jacob Salix.
What are your thoughts on 2020 ending and the beginning of 2021?
2020's been pretty crazy. Ending, I think, will signify a new chapter for a lot of people and perhaps allow them to bring some fresh energy into whatever they need to focus on. I'm looking forward to keeping up with what I've been up to. There's been a lot of room created to explore different passions and everybody's in a similar boat. So I'm looking forward to continuing on all sorts of fun stuff. Yeah, hopefully being able to start a program in real life at Selkirk next September. And you know, I'm looking forward to real classes and cross our fingers, sooner the better.
I'm Heather and I'm from Nelson. Well, I live in Blewett. I'm not really looking forward to saying goodbye to much in 2020. It's, you know, it's been a challenging year, but it's been good. So I'm quite happy to just keep going. I'm looking forward to, in 2021, getting my dog to get us a beer out of the fridge and then close the fridge again.
And you're teaching the dog that trick?
Yes, I am. And she's almost 100% there. It's so exciting.
Today is a new day and a new year. Here in Nelson, people shared what they're excited to leave behind and what they hope the future has in store. From Kootenai Co-op Radio, Happy New Year.